This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what Sarah has done, and I don't want to keep her waiting any more than necessary, which is a good lesson to all of you of calling at the beginning of an hour is a really good way of getting in touch with me as quickly as possible. And also, Sarah actually sort of did quicker than that, actually. And also, you get the maximum amount of time, so it's not a bad thing to do, although whenever you call, we give you preferential treatment over things that are not things like email and Facebook and even Blake and myself. Sarah, welcome. How may I help you today?
I feel real special.
Well, you should. You should. That's kind of the point.
I have pen in hand, and I was awaiting earlier. You mentioned a foreign film. I love foreign film.
Okay.
And you mentioned a foreign film, and you raved over it. And I had my pen ready to write down the name of it, and you never mentioned the name of it.
Well, that's kind of careless of me, wasn't it? Can you give me any hint about, I can recommend at this moment, three foreign films that haven't come out yet that you're going to love. But can you tell me anything about the plot?
A crotchety old woman.
Oh, yeah. Jeez Louise.
I believe you said it was French, but I'm not sure.
It was French. And it's terrific. I'm trying to... You know what I'm going to probably have to do? I will give you the three films right now that I can tell you. And I'm kind of seeing in my mind's eye, she's a baker. And her daughter is dating, I think is maybe married to an African-American. Well, he's not African-American. I think he's Algerian because it takes place in France. And he's a man of color. And so her grandchild that she refuses to acknowledge is also a man of color. And her daughter, for some reason, leaves the kid with the grandmother, and the kids sort of fall in love with each other. And it turns out they start putting that there's a stash. I'm trying to remember exactly why the stash of marijuana is there. It's either that the daughter stashes some. I don't remember the reason why the stash is there. But the kid finds it, and he doesn't know what it is, and he gets locked. He locks himself in the kitchen and starts baking, and he puts the marijuana in the batter, and she serves it to her bridge club. And I'm giving you the entire plot, aren't I? And they think it's so terrific that they all sort of start making it, and then it turns out she's crotchety. She's not very nice to people, and the opening scene is her just being this rotten little lady that we all aspire to be. And then she has to figure out a way to get, she has to find a dealer. She has to find a pusher. And it evolves from there. And it's just, it's a lovely movie that would never be made in America. And I will find, let me see if I can Google it while we're talking. Sometimes I can multitask. Let's see if I put in French movie about baking grandmother. Let's see if I can do that. French movie. But I can tell you, about three other movies. Maybe I'll do that, and then I'll maybe put you on hold because it's a little hard to type and think all at the same time. I can do it, but it sort of slows things out. All right, the three movies I definitely want you to look out for now, and I think one of them may or may not be out yet. I think I may have reviewed it about 2 weeks ago. It's called The Innocents. No, I think it's not called The. I think it's called Innocents, which is it's. And quite often when movies are subtitled, they are listed in IMDb or any place else by both titles, sometimes not. But Innocence is spelled with a T-S in French, and I think it's spelled with a C-E or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe it's The Innocence, plural T-S, in English, and C-E in French. It's a terrific movie. It's partially in French, Polish, and English. Apparently based on a true story of a Red Cross worker who gets sent during World War II to a small Polish village to deal with the women who are at a convent and what's happened to them and going forward. It's beautifully shot. It's just translucent. I mean, it's gorgeous. And the acting is terrific, and it's just, it's a story, again, that probably would not be made in America, but is wonderful. So that's The Innocence. There's a movie called In Order of Disappearance, which is Stellan Skarsgård. Let's see. In Order of Disappearance, yeah, Stellan Skarsgård. And Bruno Gantz, whom you never see in movies anymore, and it's terrific. I believe it's in Danish, but it's In Order of Disappearance. Let's see when it says it's coming out. It doesn't actually say when it's coming out. I don't think it's been released yet, but soon. Well, actually, there's another movie. There's a movie in Danish that's called A Man Named Ove, O-V-E, which is also wonderful. It's one of those stories that's a little hard to describe. It's almost a novel in that you're sort of following this man through his life. And it's all three of these are wonderful. And it just occurs to me there's another one that is based on a true story as well. I think all three of these. The middle one may not be. The one about the Order of Disappearance may not be based on real stories. But the other three are. And the last one is called The People versus Fritz Bauer. And it's based on a true story and a real man who was attorney general in, I believe, Berlin. And the story, and I'm not going to give away very much of it because I don't, if you're going to see it, which you should. I think it's not.
Fritz Bauer?
Yes, B-A-U-E-R. And he was a real man. And he was in post-war Germany at a time that was very volatile because half of Germans were really apologetic about everything that had happened during World War II, and the other half were Nazis who were pretending that they weren't Nazis very high up in the government. And so it was a very volatile time in world history, but specifically in German history. And it turns out that Fritz Bauer decided that he was going to dedicate his life. He gets a tip. He gets an anonymous tip that they know where Eichmann is. And what happens, and no one knew this at the time. He died, I think, the story's only been known for maybe the last decade. And it's one of those stories. I just saw Oslo at Lincoln Center, which will be on Broadway next year in the fall. And it's a similar story about the back channels that quite often are the underpinnings of events we think we all know about. Because quite often politics has two channels. They have, I suppose, like human beings as well, they have the overt and the covert. And the overt is what's obviously what everybody knows about and it's publicized and quite often is not very effective. And the covert, the back channels, are often where the real work gets done. It's a story of Oslo, which is based on a true story, two Norwegian diplomats. And Fritz Bauer is based on the same, it's not the same event, but the same kind of thinking of that things are so ingrained on a public level that you can't, and politicians being who they have to be, just sort of are politically correct and quite often politically incompetent and ineffective, and therefore that the real work gets done behind the scenes with people who are not in the spotlight and don't have the same need to be reelected or elected or say the right things. And so there, it's very interesting that these two events have really nothing to do with each other, because one happened in the 50s and one happened in the late 60s, early 70s. But the same philosophy of how you get things done in government, which I think, and in the problem is in America, these are our, well, Oslo is not a for, it's an American play. But the reason that some of these events or some of these movies would not be made in America is for that same issue that we've become a nation of people that have to be politically correct. And so talking about things that may be a bit more sensitive and try to get people to compromise and work together is a lot more problematical when you're dealing with publicity and the internet and newspapers and television, whatever. So I'll tell you, I think I've, if you can, so let me just review those for people who say, gosh, she talks fast. Okay, we've got the People versus Fritz Bauer. We've got A Man Named Ove, O-V-E. We've got The Innocence. What was the other one? The Order of Disappearance. And if you'll hang on for 1 second, I'm going to find the name of that movie because it is terrific. All right, hang on for me.
I'm going to give you one, too.
All right, fair enough. Sarah, hang on for me. I'll be right back at you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Did you, just let me ask you, Sarah, did you have any doubt that I was going to find that movie?
No, I knew you would.
Well, I did.
I've listened to you too many years.
Okay, it came out in 2012. I think I reviewed it last year because it wasn't released in this country up until last year. It's called Paulette.
P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E?
Exactly so.
Okay. Let me tell. I can't wait to see it. Let me give you one. Have you seen the English title is The Butterfly?
Oh, sure.
The French is Papillon. Now, there was a Steve McQueen movie that was called Papillon, but that's not it.
No, that was the one about San Quentin. This one was the one about, was this the one about the, no, I'm thinking about the diver, the guy who could only move his eyes.
No, this is about a crotchety old man. As a matter of fact, the one that you recommended, it's a very similar concept. It's a crotchety old man and a young couple or a young woman with a child moves in downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And it is the most beautiful movie I've ever seen in my life.
It'll be interesting to see what you think. It was The Diving Bell and the Butterfly was the one I was thinking about, which is a different one. And that's based on a true story. I knew I remembered that from something. It was Julian Schnabel, the artist, was the one who directed it. And it's terrific. It was Matthew Almarek, who was... he was editor-in-chief of Elle and had a stroke at 43, and it resulted... this is the most claustrophobic movie you will ever see. Of locked-in syndrome, he's paralyzed and only able to communicate by blinking an eye. And it is a wonderful movie. It's in English, as I recall, even though it's a French cast.
I think I have heard.
It was wonderful. That's the one I was thinking about, which is not the same as The Butterfly.
No, this is a beautiful story. It's a crotchety old man and a young woman with a little girl moves in downstairs. He raises butterflies. And so I'm not going to tell you anymore. It is the most beautiful movie you'll ever see.
Well, terrific. So you and I mean, it's... I mean, I see so many movies. I just saw another sort of bunch of terrible ones. You know, when you Google it, interestingly enough, it doesn't show up.
Try Papillon or the Butterfly. Or I think it's just Butterfly, but it's a French movie with subtitles. And we have a college here that shows foreign films. And I saw it there. And I know I got it on Netflix one time.
We love
Netflix.
To
show somebody else.
Yeah, it didn't pop up. But I will seek it out. Wait a minute, I just found it. A man befriends a fellow criminal as the two of them begin serving their sentence. No, I knew about that one. That's the one about San Quentin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's a dog breed. Pardon?
Did you Google Butterfly?
I did. That didn't even come up on that one either. But I'll find it. I'll find it and see.
Yeah, you need to see it.
Yeah. All right. So we've got Paulette. There turns out to be another movie about a baker, which I didn't think was nearly as good. It's called Dough. It's Jonathan Pryce, isn't it? But
Dough. Okay.
Yeah, D-O-U-G-H. Yeah.
Okay.
But Paulette is
good.
Wonderful.
I've got my week plan.
You know what I've got? Let me just give you one other movie, and somebody's going to be mad at me. There's a English version of it coming out, which is a true story of Florence something Jenkins. It's got Meryl Streep in it. But the French version of it, which is a very similar story, I don't know. It's they're obviously based on the same person. But the French version is called Madeleine. And it's about a half hour shorter and much better. And it came out last year. So Madeleine is also. I mean, listen, I know everybody loves seeing movies rather than reading movies, but there's some really terrific foreign flicks out. And I'm not a snob. I like American flicks too. But these in particular are really good. So.
Well, they're not shoot 'em ups and.
No, they're not. They're not animation. They're no superheroes. They're just people kind of struggling. And
it's
great stories.
That's what's so nice about foreign film.
Yeah. Oh, I've got one more I just thought of, which is not out yet. And the woman, it's been out for 6 months in Europe, so it may be on Netflix. It's called either My King in English, but it is in French, with Mon Roi, which is about a love affair. And every woman I know should see it because it... that Vincent Cassel, who was just at Bourne, who's always good, plays this charming, basically not very nice guy that this woman falls in love with. She won an award. Her name is Emmanuel, I think, Bergay, I think, is... I'm much more familiar with him, but she won for Best Actress at Cannes. It's his movie. I mean, he is just electric, and you understand exactly why she fell in love with him and exactly why she shouldn't be with him at all. It's just, it's really a wonderful movie. So, heartbreaking,
well,
but
you.
Wonderful. All right, well, we've gotten your movie taken care of for the next couple of months or weeks.
Now you
or,
just have to find mine.
You've got it. I will look for it and find it. I will seek it out. Because if I can figure out, if Google, I'll tell you what I Googled, a French movie about Baker and pot brownies, and it sure came up. We just love Google for that. That you can give them the most obscure. It's kind of like all those bar bets we used to have. Google will take care of. Or those phone calls I would make to the West Coast when it was late at night and I couldn't sleep and I couldn't remember the movie, and I would call up somebody on the West Coast because I'm 3 hours ahead of them.
You
now,
know who I always called the Library pardon? Of Congress.
Well, but then, yeah, but you actually, do they have a website? They probably do, don't they?
Well, this was back in the day. I would just call, I lived in D.C. for a while, so I would call, I knew they had a desk there, you know, any kind of question you had. So I moved to Alabama, and any time we got into a discussion and I wanted to win, I would call the Library of Congress.
You just called them. That was your one phone call to somebody, huh?
Yeah, well, that was before we had internet.
Well, now you know you can just type it. You don't even have to run up any minutes on your phone.
Oh yeah, we're spoiled now.
No, we are. Until you have a problem with your phone or your connection or whatever, and then everything. Ask if you don't believe me. Ask Delta. That's what happened to him yesterday. Yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars and very unhappy people. All right, Sugar Plum, listen, enjoy, and thanks for your help, and I will go find out about the butterfly and report back to people.
That's great.
Okay, Sugar, thanks.
Hearing about it. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's nice. I mean, one of the, do you know, the most visited part of my website has always been the movie reviews, which is, bless you all. The interviews, probably not quite as much, just because, well, first of all, even I don't see 6 or 7 theater performances a week, and I certainly see that many movies on a pretty consistent basis. I've already seen one today. There will be, by the end of today, 2 pretty mediocre movies that are probably about exactly the same thing. And they're not subtitled. They're not very good, but they're not subtitled. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. So we've had a walk through the aisles of a foreign movie flick. So many. You know, we were talking yesterday about how much, one of the questions that somebody asked me was, which we don't actually have up on Facebook, which we should, which is, what have you learned from the movies? I don't know. Did Manny put that up and we just didn't get anything on it yet?
I don't believe so, but I can check.
Let's put it up.
Yeah.
Because that was, it was a program director question that I got asked right at the end of the program yesterday. And I came up with, he said positive or negative, and I, off the top of my head, came up with about five or six movies that I thought were either positive or negative, and then I found a list that had some overlap with me, and so I thought it was a great Facebook question, because it occurs to me, especially as I was talking with Sarah, that Hollywood has influenced the entire world in terms of American culture. That China is now the biggest market for American movies, which is extraordinary if you think about it. And it, that India started putting out movies, the idea of Bollywood was a direct response to two things. First of all, the popularity of Hollywood movies, hence the term Bollywood. And second, it was a specific attempt by the Indian government to control population size, to do ZPG. The idea being if, and so Bollywood puts out, did, I don't know if they still do, basically three times more movies than Hollywood did. Hollywood, depending on the year, put out 350 to 400 movies. Hollywood would put out literally triple that amount, like 12 to 1500. And the idea being that every small little hamlet had a movie theater, and they would put out, they would change the marquee three times a week. The idea being if people were in the movies, then they weren't home making babies. And it actually worked. So movies in general have a huge worldwide impact and audience, obviously. And the idea being that what we learn from movies, and I was just sort of thinking about it at the end of the program yesterday, and we learned, I don't know, I learned to kiss. It's how people learn to smoke, to drink, to talk on a date, how marriage was supposed to work, pickup lines, cars, how you drove, how you rob a bank, how you introduced interracial dating to your families. I mean, think about all the things, how you go to court, how you win an argument, how you pull off an art heist. I mean, think about all the things, who our superheroes were. All the things that movies really, the place they play in our lives, in some ways more than television. Because I suppose if nothing else, it's bigger than life. What we should be fearful about. I mean, I don't know about you, but birds have never seemed the same to me after Alfred Hitchcock and Dippy Hedberg. How we learned about vertigo. I would argue that term really came into prominence in the vocabulary because of the movie. So I'll have to fuss at Manny for not putting it up. But I was fussing at him about not doing a sounder for You Got Mail. So he maybe has decided that this was his rebellious streak. She can't tell me what to do. No, that's not who Manny is. He just had a lot of work to do. Okay, today is National Book Lovers Day, which certainly falls right into my category. I do see a lot of movies. I do see a lot of theater. I don't see any television. The only television I've seen, which I actually have, is either when I go to visit my daughter, and we tend to blitz whatever her favorite show is. We'll watch like six episodes or more. And a couple of stars and Netflix have started sending me their series. So I get to watch if I'm really bored or not feeling well or something, or I just decide I need some air conditioning and I don't want to talk to anybody for a while. I've watched two series. One was what, Halt and Catch Fire, which I never even heard of, which is bad. And then one which I thought was, I would call it softcore porn, except I don't think it's even softcore. I think it's just porn, which is The Girlfriend Experience. And I couldn't believe that they were actually, that was actually on television. And I mentioned it to somebody. I was at a screening last night. I know, what a surprise. He said, oh, yeah, I watched that. And I said, yeah, I know why. All right, anyway. Today is International Day of the World's Indigenous People, those that are left. National Handholding Day. Well, I don't know. People are using hand sanitizer so much, and they've got their cell phone on the other hand, but I suppose you can hold hand. National Polka Day. Does anybody... Do you know how to polka, Blake?
I know what polka is. I don't know how to polka.
It's really an easy dance, and it's lots of fun, and you get to kind of fling you and your partner around the room. Nobody does a polka anymore, but it's one of the things I learned in, like, junior high school, because they would have citywide and then statewide dance contests when we were in junior high school as part of our gym. And I just thought the beat was fun, and it's one of those things, especially when you're a kid and the idea of some sweaty guy holding you and you not being able to dance very well together. With a polka, you're kind of at arm's length from one another, and you really do fling each other around. It's very fast, and you go in a circle. Now, what can be more fun than that? I highly, there's, and you guys in Minnesota have a Brana festival, which I knew about last week, which I thought was actually graham cracker, but it's not, it's ram. But, and they have a polka band or orchestra, whatever, group. It's National Rice Pudding Day. I don't understand the appeal of rice pudding, to be quite honest. And
either.
It's National Veep Day. And what did I hear? Somebody was talking about, oh, I know there was a politician that supposedly had been contacted to run as a vice president. And he said, I could do that job. I have an opinion about everything. He said, I also would be bored out of my mind. Well, that's, you know, the second, in theory, the second most powerful job on the planet. But I guess not. So, or maybe that has to do with indigenous people. I don't know. Or hand-holding. Not sure about any of that. Okay, on this day in history, the movie I just saw does a rendition of O Canada at the end with the new lyrics. And I don't know how they figured that out, because the lyrics have only been changed for maybe 6 weeks. And the movie had to have been done. Most movies are done a year before they're released. So I doubt that it was done that far in advance, because it's not a very high-tech movie. But they actually, it's sons and they add and daughters now. At any rate, the Webster-Ashburton Treaty established the United States-Canada border between east of the Rocky Mountains. So there you go, in 1842. On this day in 1854, Henry David Thoreau published Walden. I've actually been swimming in Walden Pond. I'm not sure you're allowed to do that anymore. I'm not sure you're allowed to do it when I did it, but we'll let that go. On this day in 1862, at Cedar Mountain, Virginia, Confederate General Stonewall Jackson narrowly defeats the Union forces under General John Pope. Civil War. Nasty war. Civil wars are always nasty wars. This is in 1877, the Indian Wars, the Battle of Big Hole. A small band of Nez Perce Indians clashed with the United States Army. I don't know why this would be such a big deal day in terms of wars, but apparently it is. 1892, Thomas Edison receives a patent for the two-way telegraph. Again, the guy who up until maybe, I don't know, I think it was in the late 60s, he owned more patents than anybody else, and now the record is held by a man from Japan. I should look it up his name just so I can mention it, because Thomas Edison pops up all the time. 1902, Alexander the Seventh and Edward the Seventh and Alexander of Denmark are crowned king and queen of the UK, of Great Britain, and Ireland. 1907, the first Boy Scout encampment includes Brownsea Island in southern England. I'll bet you guys didn't. Lord Baden-Powell. Most people think of Boy Scouts as American. It was not. Lord Baden-Powell started them in England. So there. 1914, the start of the Battle of Mulhouse, part of the French attempt. Wars with the French apparently are called attempts. In 1925, a train robbery takes place in India. This month, apparently, is good for train robberies. There was one last week as well. 1930, Betty Boop makes her cartoon debut in Dizzy Dishes. She's still around on golf clubs. 1936, Summer Olympic Games. Jesse Owens wins his fourth gold medal at the Games. Have you been watching the Olympics?
I have not, to be honest.
I haven't either. This one, I mean, I know Mark Phelps did great again. We turn out good swimmers.
Oh, yeah.
In 1942, Mahatma Gandhi is arrested in Bombay, launching the Quit India movement. On this day in 1945, Nagasaki was devastated when Fat Man was dropped by the United States B-29. 35,000 people are killed outright. 2,000 Korean forced workers, 150 Japanese soldiers, probably 28,000 Japanese war workers. On this day, Singapore was expelled from Malaysia. There was a Titan missile-based fire, killed 53 construction workers on this day in 65. Not a great day. Charles Manson murdered Sharon Tate. The Troubles in Ireland? Wow, nasty day. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, some things to catch you up on. As I mentioned, yesterday was the day that Richard Nixon said he was going to resign. Today is the day he actually left office in 1974. Can you believe that's 42 years ago?
Crazy.
Jeez Louise. You weren't even a gleam in your dad's eye
then.
Nope,
not even close.
There you go. You can see it's a very unstable day politically. In 1999, Boris Yeltsin fires his prime minister, for the fourth time fires his entire cabinet. Talk about temper tantrum. There you go. On this day in 1993, the Liberal Democratic Party of Japan loses a 38-year hold on national leadership. On this day in 2006, you can see it's a terrible day. 21 suspected terrorists were arrested in the 2006 transatlantic aircraft plot. They were made in London in an overnight operation. On this day in 2013, gunmen opened fire at a Sunni mosque. Did you see there was one yesterday where they killed 70 mourners at a hospital? It's just getting dumber and dumber and dumber. What can I tell you? All right. And this is the day. This is hard to believe as far as I'm concerned. 2014, which is 2 years ago today, Michael Brown, an 18-year-old African-American male in Ferguson, Missouri, was shot and killed by a Ferguson police officer, sparking protests and unrest in the city, which have not completely abated at this moment. I can't believe that was 2 years ago.
Right? Yeah, it feels a lot sooner.
Feels more recent than that. It feels like less than a year.
Yeah, I would say partially, like 6 months ago.
Yeah, because it keeps kind of reemerging.
Right.
All right, in answer to Sarah's query about the butterfly, one of the reasons that I may not have seen it is it actually came out 14 years ago, which wasn't that I didn't see movies 14 years ago, but if it wasn't widely released, then I might not have seen it, because I don't subscribe to Netflix or anything. And there are, like, for example, there are three DVDs that come out today, and I've seen two of them. And I don't know that it had a wide release. I know it was released in Russia, and she's exactly right. A young French girl is often left on her own due to the work schedule of her singer mom. After Elsa ends up spending time with Julian, a surly old butterfly collector, the two set out on a journey through the countryside. So she's right. It's called The Butterfly. It came out in 2002. And there you go. And it was in French, I guess, even though it was released in Russia. So it may have gone directly to DVD, which may be how she saw it. She saw it on Netflix. So what can I tell you? Occasionally I will miss the movie. And let me tell you, if they don't screen it, I seldom see it, just because they screen and they send me links and DVDs for literally 6 or 8 movies a week. So if they don't send it, I usually don't see it. What can I tell you? Alrighty, there are actually, as mentioned, 3 movies that come out on DVD today. And understand that August is kind of the dead zone for movies. I know that movie participation, movie sales were up 87% for last weekend over a year ago. But it's partially because it was so hot and people are smart enough to use somebody else's air conditioning. All right, there are 2 movies that come out that I've seen. Addicted to Fresno, I didn't see. Let's see who's in it, just out of curiosity. It came out a year ago. It's Natasha Lyonne, Judy Greer. Okay, well, that's why I didn't see it. I think it went directly to video, to be quite honest. All right, the 2 movies that I have seen, one is Fathers and Daughters, which is kind of an interesting movie, and it's Russell Crowe playing who has a breakdown. He checks into a mental health facility after the death of his wife, and his daughter, Amanda Seyfried, falls for an aspiring novelist years later. And so it's told kind of in flashback. It's not fun, and there are certainly some issues with it, but it's got a terrific cast. It also includes Diane Kruger, who's in everything this year, Bruce Greenwood, who is always fun to watch, Jane Fonda is in it. So it's a movie that's worth seeing, even though it didn't do terribly well. I suppose this isn't really how people are used to seeing Russell Crowe, but you have to give him creds for sort of expanding. Although he also did, he's done a lot of stuff, but he, as opposed to his tough guy image, and he put on a lot of weight for this one too, and that may be part of why people are a little unhappy with him, or didn't love the movie. Hologram for a King stars Tom Hanks in a role that you haven't really seen him in very much before. This movie didn't do very well either. Beautiful doctor and a wisecracking taxi driver help an American businessman who's trying to close the deal of a lifetime in Saudi. Now, the reason to see this, and they're really, I mean, if you love Tom Hanks, you may want to see it, and it's certainly a movie that's unlike anything you've ever seen him, except they do use his kind of all-American charm in this one. But the idea is that he is trying to pitch the Saudis and how difficult it is to get an audience with the king, and how he gets a runaround, and how his staff doesn't have any air conditioning and is in this tent in the desert, and his family structure is falling apart. And it's kind of a whiny movie, as you can tell, to a certain extent. Sarita Chaudhry does play a doctor. He goes I'm trying to remember why he went to the doctor. I can't remember if he thought he was having an anxiety attack or was having a heart problem or something, but he ends up going to the doctor, and the taxi driver is the one that drives him out every day out to the desert, hoping this will be the day that he actually gets an audience with the king, with the idea being that they're pitching the idea of holographic, essentially, not exactly Skype. I mean, it's a fancy version of Skype. A hologram is obviously something that looks three-dimensional. Disney's been doing it for decades. And so that he could have conferences and business conferences, and this would be a really great idea, and they've got great holograms. And I'm not going to tell you what the ending is, but I think it's probably the most accurate part of the film about American business and people's willingness to steal things from each other, and how little we understand the really the concepts of other countries, that Americans, I mean, the notion of an ugly American, even at the time that term was batted around, was not very accurate. Americans were not nearly as disliked as many other groups in Europe, and everybody said we were noisy and we didn't know the customs, we didn't know the language, we threw money around, all of which is more or less true, but we in general were much more polite than some of the other countries in Europe who have had long-standing wars with each other and not liking each other. And I remember being in Europe during that time when everybody was very self-conscious about not being an ugly American and realizing how much ruder and more unpleasant some other groups were. I know. Shouldn't talk about groups. All right, more details at drjoy.com in terms of foreign movies, American movies, movies still to come. I'll tell you about movies coming up on the weekend on Thursday. Give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.